Good afternoon, American Fork High School. Welcome to the Red Rocks Invitational. My name is Dr. Brad Schneider, Director of Bands at the University of Texas at El Paso. I'll be judging your music, your performance this morning in Music General Effect. Looking forward to hearing your performance, and I'll be back with you. Looks like you're ready to get started. Best of luck. Really nice beginning. As we play through that, just be aware of balances through some of that stuff. I thought some of the amplification was maybe a bit much through there, and having trouble hearing some of the acoustic instruments, and then a little bit the bass flute there was a little bit hot on the mix, I think. Really like the coordination of the music and the visual here, though. There's a lot of things, really great things going on here, and I like the way it matches the intensity of the music. The visual package matches that intensity. Could you all make some of the visual things that you're doing from a confidence standpoint, if you want to really max out what you're trying to sell as far as effect to the audience, if you want to max that out, what can you do to let some of the visual things, like even some of those simple steps, make it project more confidence in there? Because what I'm seeing is I'm hearing musically a confidence, but then the visual aspects of things that should be equal sometimes don't match that intensity and that confidence level, which then distracts from the overall effect of what I'm reading up here in the press box. Nice job, solos. Again, nice job, trumpet solos. Okay, really nice job. We need to make sure the end of that phrase leading into the, making sure that end of that phrase, there's enough connectivity there, we don't lose it again, because if you lose the end of a phrase, then you lose the audience's attention. It's like you're talking to them, and at the end of the sentence, they can't understand what the last three or four words of the sentence are, and then you start talking to the next sentence, and they're still not, they don't have quite the context to what you were trying to communicate to them. So just be aware of that. The ends of the phrases are sometimes vital, and always are vital to the success of the next phrase. And from an effect standpoint, you're trying to communicate all of this to people that are sitting pretty far away from you. So you need to make sure you're overdoing those things. And you do that really well in a lot of cases with the visuals, but sometimes earlier it wasn't quite as done as overdone as it needed to be. But then as we go through this musically also, don't allow the end of the phrase to kind of collapse on itself, because then the next phrase then doesn't have the same impact with the listeners. Really nice job, soloist. Well done. Done. Flute soloist, nice. The background playing, all really good. Really get a sense of what it is you're trying to communicate to the audience really well. So within that note, I know the end of the note, and you energize the end of the note well, but there were individuals kind of fluctuations within that. So if, I mean, I don't think that's what you're going for, but again, it's one of those things from an effect standpoint. If I'm guessing, then I don't know. And for some reason, what you're trying to sell to the audience isn't quite being read the way you want it to. So just be aware of that. But there's some I heard some dips within that. I like the end of it. I like the release and the energy into the release. It was just some of those things leading into that. I didn't think you didn't sell those quite as well. So as we go through here, we want to make sure the individual performers knowing exactly what they need to do from a nuanced standpoint and a communicative standpoint, what they need to do and how they need to approach articulation. And the more they can be consistent with their approach of articulation, the better it's going to actually sell and be received by the audience. Really well done. I really appreciate that. The dee dum dum into the end of that. Make sure we know exactly where release points are, because what ends up happening then, you get that really nice visual and musical movement through there. And at the very end, musically, it doesn't match up with what you're doing visually. And so all of a sudden, there's a disconnect there. So, da-da-dee-da-dee-da-da. If there can be more direction at the end, we want to pace that in a way, pacing that in a way, getting to that final arrival. And I think with the trumpets playing that, line, figuring out ways to give us more energy in that line leading into the full band shout at the end. Those are the things that I think you can start to refine and define better, which I think is going to help with the reception of what your intent is from an effect standpoint to the audience. It was great getting a chance to hear you play, and I hope my comments are going to be helpful too for upcoming shows. But it, again, go back, and let's see what you can do with the individual self-awareness of the individual and the performer, figuring out ways to see more confidence there and hear more confidence there. I do see it at times when it really is fantastic. It's just other times, because of that level being so high, the places that aren't as comfortable and aren't as confident, we have issues with that when you compare the two.